Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counselor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Welcome back to another, but also our first episode under our revamped version. New look, new name, same old me. We have changed the name up, but not the core objective, which is and has always been about learning and connecting in a way that is less formal than traditional counselling, but is underpinned by the principles I work with in my practice every day. Not Your Average Counsellor symbolises the way I work, and this show is where we get to explore life's challenges and offer practical insights to help you begin to look at what affects you and may prevent you from being the best you. I am your host, V. Vinci, and today we are diving deep into the hilarious and often confusing phenomenon of people being overly involved in your life. We've all been there, well-meaning advice givers who just can't resist sharing their two cents even when we didn't ask for it. However, while I want to help provide some strategies to deal with external influences, my jam really is, why do you attract them? The best part about working with me is that I hold a spotlight up for you to figure out what you are doing in any situation. Because in reality, if you aren't doing that, then your patterns are simply going to repeat and repeat and repeat, and you get the picture. But firstly, those pesky meddlers. So to kick things off, let's define our terms. Who are these well-meaning meddlers? Well-meaning meddlers are people who often genuinely want the best for you, but their actions can feel intrusive or overbearing. They may be family members, close friends, even co-workers who offer unsolicited advice, make decisions for you, or insert themselves into your personal affairs. It's like they feel they have a secret recipe for our lives that they're just dying to share. Now, I've called them pesky because sometimes, well, they're pretty hard to spot, and that's because meddling doesn't always look the same. So the unsolicited advice is perhaps an easy one to spot and sometimes navigate. It shows up as advice on various aspects of your life, such as career, relationships, finances, and health, without you asking for it. For example, when Bob next door, who's never left the state, says, "I hear you're going to Italy. You really should go to Benny's Trattoria. It's really the best." It's easy to not take that advice. However, what about the parent who continues to make decisions for you without your input or consent, assuming they know what's best for you? That's not so easy. Also not so easy, when you may all be thinking, "This doesn't apply to me as I don't have kids." Well, I don't work with kids. You would be surprised at how many people come in with this scenario as adults. Some other sneaky meddling areas that I can get you to have a look at. Invading personal space. They're the ones that are all up in your business, snooping around your stuff without asking. Messing with your relationships. They're like the nosy aunt who thinks she can run your love life and tell you who to be friends with. Then we've got the always checking in mob. They can't stop asking where you are, what you're up to, and who you're hanging out with. We have a special little favourite, being super critical. They're the kings and queens of criticism, making you feel like you're doing everything wrong. We have, what have we got in here? Spreading your business. They're like the town crier, babbling your private stuff to everyone, even making up stories about you. Unwanted meddling are the people, you know, like that one friend who shows up to your party uninvited and tries to take over everything. This one's an interesting one. One I think you guys will find interesting. Being way too helpful. And think about that. Way too helpful. They are the helpful folk who make simple tasks 10 times more complicated because they just can't resist helping. Then we've got the people who force you to conform. They're like drill sergeants, pushing you to be just like them and not letting you be yourself. In fact, if I'm going to go that far today, we can see that in our current yes-no voting. Everyone's trying to get you to do what they think is best for you, but you just need to make up your own mind and there's nothing that is wrong. Parenting you. These people treat you like you're a kid. They hand out rules and advice like you can't make decisions on your own. Ignoring your wishes. They act like you know, or they know, what's best for you and completely ignore what you actually want. Now, I'm sure some of these, or maybe all of these, are all too relatable. So why do some people feel the need to get all up in your business? Well, sometimes it's their way of expressing love and concern, and they genuinely believe that they have the answers to make your life better. So good motivation, shitty delivering. In reality, they often struggle to distinguish between caring for someone and trying to control their decisions. It's fundamentally a boundary issue. If you have a meddler in your life with a boundary issue, then guess what? You've got the same problem. A boundary issue. The way to handle a meddler is to set boundaries. A meddler can only meddle when someone isn't clear about their own boundaries. Sure, this doesn't eliminate the meddler's boundary issues, but if you are the one listening to me, then I can only work with who shows up. This is for you, not them. Boundaries are crucial. You can acknowledge their concern while firmly asserting your need for independence. This doesn't mean you need to get all up in their face either. Some people will hear this and totally shit themselves, thinking that they need to confront either the person or the issue. We don't have to take every piece of advice to heart. You can deflect it tactfully or simply thank them for their input without committing to anything. It's essential to remember that the boundary between caring and control can be quite blurry. And this applies both internally and externally. If you don't know where you end and someone else begins, then you are not respecting your own independent self. So let's have a bit of an example. Let's say you've got a friend and let's call her Sarah. Sarah has just split up with her boyfriend and is pretty emotional and vulnerable. You genuinely care about Sarah and want to support her during this difficult time. So initially, your intentions are really pure and you offer a listening ear, spend time with her and provide a bit of a shoulder to cry on. However, as time goes on, maybe without even noticing, you start making maybe small decisions for Sarah. You might rearrange her schedule, suggest what she might eat, and even start reaching out to her ex-partner on her behalf, thinking it's for her own good. You have crossed the line, my friend, from caring to controlling. While your initial concern was genuine, you've started making choices for Sarah without her consent, believing that you know what's best for her. This not only infringes on her independence, but can absolutely lead to tension and frustration in the friendship itself. You would be surprised at how many times I get a story like this. I'm here because my best friend and I have had a falling out and I just don't know what happened. We were so close and then she just snapped and cut me off. Recognizing that this is a boundary issue would allow you to take a step back acknowledge that Sarah needs space to make her own decisions and offer support rather than control. So balancing care with respect for choices is key to maintaining a healthy and respectful friendship and a healthy and respectful boundary. Now, if you are a meddler and are listening to me and thinking, what the fuck, I'm just showing my care and concern for this person, well, sometimes the best way to show you care is by allowing people to make their own choices, even if you think they're making a mistake. And ultimately, that's probably where a meddler gets really stuck, because their concern is so genuine, they don't want you to get hurt or make a mistake. But that is each person's choice to do and to live their life. Ideally, it's all about balance and honesty. And this is my forte, peeps. Balance for you is different to balance for me, because quite frankly, our lives are bloody different. But honesty, well, that's the same for all of us. My honesty with people is about helping you see what you think is getting you stuck and ripping that band-aid off to see what's really going on. This is the work that I do in the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program, one that I'm super excited to share with you. It's all about patterns and finally finding the answer to why you keep doing or not doing the same thing, even if it's not working. Now, I would love to hear your stories here, guys. We want to hear about your experiences with your over-involved advisors, or if you have recognized yourself as the meddler, tell us your best meddling story that has backfired, because they quite often do. I once meddled in a family argument between my aunt and my cousin. Now, my meddling was not actually to interfere, but in the Italian way of punishment, in don't speak to them ever again, that's what happened. No one was talking to my cousin, and I thought, oh, well, you know, no one puts V in a corner and tells her what to do, so I spoke to my cousin when my aunt wasn't speaking to him, and we were all forbidden. Now, this set off a flurry of accusations, and that led to my aunt to not speak to me for 5 years. In between that time, however, the rift with her son was resolved, but alas, I was still the asshole. It did give my cousins a laugh every time we got together, but I never could understand it. Anyhow, send us a DM or tag us on social media and we reshare your stories with the community, anonymously, of course. It helps us all know we're not alone when we do dumb shit. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have had a good laugh and picked up some valuable insights on navigating the quirky world of over-involved advisors. Remember, it's all about maintaining boundaries, asserting your autonomy, and finding the delicate balance between seeking advice and staying true to yourself. Now, stay tuned for more exciting episodes of Not Your Average Counselor. Until next time, take care. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. Don't forget to tag me at @VVincyTherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me. My inbox is always open. If you're interested in hearing more about the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program 2.0, I'm currently putting the final touches on it. The waitlist is open, so when all will be revealed, you will be the first to know all the deets, and by being on the waitlist, you get access to a significant discount as well. So if you are at all interested, put yourself on the waitlist. It really is a high-touch, high-impact experience, and to ensure that it remains that way, I cap participant numbers. More info in the show notes. Thanks again. Have a good one.